Welcome to the Brand Groupies podcast. I'm Carrie Bellog, your host and founder of Brand Groupies. We're a social media, public relations, and personal branding agency working with companies in architecture, engineering, construction, and design. For our AEC Buzzmakers series, we invite inspiring guests who have spent their careers working within the AEC industry to create buzz and fuel business growth. Our mission is to continue to amplify the brand groupies behind the AEC industry brands who are leading the way into the future. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brand Groupies podcast. And we are continuing our series called AEC Buzzmakers. And we're excited today to welcome Gina Rivera on the Brand Groupies podcast. Welcome, Gina.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Gina Rivera is the Executive Director of Professional Women in Construction's New York chapter, a leading professional member organization supporting women in architecture, engineering, construction, and related design fields. She has been working with PwC New York since June 2021 and has guided the organization with the support of the Board of Directors to a growing membership and expansion of its reach in the AEC community. Gina has a passion for women stepping into their desired space to lead. And she actually arrived at PwC after 18 years of experience in the nonprofit sector. Her background in nonprofit management and event producing stems most recently from her 10 years of working at Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts. Prior to Lincoln Center, she worked as a freelance company manager and an associate manager at IMG Artists, the world-renowned classical music agency. Wow, you have such an incredible background, Gina.
A very different roadmap to get to where I am, but nonetheless, one that, you know, gave me a lot of insight to different elements of the nonprofit world.
Well, it's awesome, and where you are today is really exciting. Tell us about PwC New York and its incredible mission.
Well, the PwC mission is to support, advance, and connect women and promote diversity within the architecture, engineering, and construction and related industries. I think that it is definitely a priority for PwC New York to create a community around these professionals, giving them an opportunity to come together and talk about what they're struggling with, their experience. But the ultimate goal is to get women business. We feel that women will be promoted in this industry if they are bringing business back to their company. This will lead to advancement. It'll give them promotions. It will create that connection from mid-level to C-suite or entry-level to junior level that we're striving for.
Well, it's fantastic. And we're members as well. So we were just at a recent event and it was just spectacular. So we're big fans. So I know you have some new board members, which is really exciting, and a new president. You know, tell us more about your incredible leadership team and board. I know they play, you know, such a big role in the success of the organization.
They do. I mean, they are an amazing group of 12 women who give generously of their free time to the organization. The new board president is Shalivia Baptiste. She is the chief executive officer for Leland Baptiste, and she's the principal at Baptiste Engineering. So she is our newest fearless leader, although she's been part of the board of directors for 3 years already, or maybe 4 years. But she's been, you know, she's been a big champion in support of PwC for a while now, and now she's leading as our president, which is very exciting. We also have Raquel Diaz from Gilbain, who's just joined us. Gia Maniero from Dattner Architects is on the board now. Laurie Stanziali of Fox Rothschild, and Elizabeth Thompson of AECOM. So we have this wonderful, dedicated group of women who are interested in, you know, continuing our work in the way we reach our members, and also making sure that the content of our programming is relevant to the time. They very much also focus on the programming, having the opportunity to generate business opportunities, not just informational sessions. Here's, you know, a nice story about the current situation of decarbonization. But here's the talk, you know, here's a conversation about decarbonization and the work opportunities that you may be able to come, you know, have come from this conversation.
That's incredible. And I know your events really play a big part in that, and you regularly host these, you know, incredible events. You know, how important do you feel events are for networking and the growth in the AEC industry in a post-COVID world?
Yeah, no, I feel that, you know, I think that our members rely on that piece of their membership. I would say some have shared, most importantly, the networking element. We always start, we have all of our events start with a half hour of networking, and it bookends with a half hour networking at the end. We find that those are the crucial moments. Those are when you connect with folks who are in your industry, who may be experiencing similar, you know, situations, but also where the work opportunities may organically come together. And we have some success stories on that, where people have met at an event, they've connected over several other events, and then when a work opportunity came up, they were able to make that connection, which benefits both parties. So we know that the programming and the relevancy in its time, making sure that we're speaking about a transportation forum at the time when there is business to be discussed. There's always business to be discussed in the transportation sector. And I'll mention some of the other programs that we have coming up. But I feel like right now, the networking element really does create that community. It creates something that feels easy to walk into. You know, it has a warmer feeling at our events. And I think that the wine tasting that you mentioned, it's one of our membership committee events, that it's just, you know, it's so vital, right? That event actually has a limited program. Mm-hmm. You're going there, you're having a wine tasting, but the networking is the showpiece of that event. We really do rely on members to come in and be open to that. And I think that that's something that PwC is also known for. You come into an event, you know, if you're standing alone for a moment, someone is going to come over and chat with you. They're going to ask you about your business, share their own experience. And there's an organic connection that happens right there.
Yeah, well, 100%, because we experienced it. And I think walking in, you immediately felt this awesome energy, the sense of community. And, you know, there were so many new faces, and we just felt really comfortable talking to people. We've had follow-up, you know, calls and meetings.
Oh,
and
really,
you know, how can we support each other? You know, it's what can we do? What's a, you know, win-win? And it just was really a great, you know, kickoff to start relationships. And so
I think that is definitely a priority of PwC, is to get women that business. That business opportunity comes when you hire your friends, right? People, especially as, you know, I think that we know from the construction industry, people tend to go back to someone who they've done business with prior. We want to make sure, PwC's job is to make sure that we are introducing you to people who are already your friends, especially, you know, some of the MWBE morning meet and greets. You know, some of these members are, you know, folks who maybe worked as a sub for your company before, and how do we get them closer to you? Mm. How do we get them to have a straight relationship? Maybe how do they become a prime in your, you know, in this work relationship? So I think that PwC definitely holds on to that important element.
Very important. That's great. And as the executive director, tell us about your plans for 2024 and beyond. I know big goals.
Yes, no, there's some great opportunities. I mean, like, you know, I feel that we have found a good rhythm in some of the programs that we currently host. We have three fundraisers that we host every year. We start off with a golf outing in the summer. That'll happen this year in July on the 15th. Then we have our Salute to Women of Achievement dinner. It's a fundraiser that we have in September. We'll honor three women in the industry, but we're also going to recognize six scholarship recipients for the year. And then we have our holiday party, where we recognize 20 under 40, which is, it's just a wonderful celebration. We have such a nice time there. There's such a nice energy around these big companies, these important, you know, behemoths in the construction industry coming in and recognizing the female leadership that is growing within their group. I mean, this past year, it has such an electric feeling. And I think that that is something that is, you know, those are some of the pillars of what we're continuing to build on. In our panel events, we've got the next one's probably going to be our design build event that's going to happen in early May. We're going to have a conversation around transportation in June, and we'll do a panel event in the fall around healthcare. There's always more to be discussed in the construction and healthcare space. So that's kind of like, you know, where we kind of ground ourselves in those spaces. But we also have our four committees that are actively involved in creating content for our members to be involved in. And there's also organic leadership in that.
Sure.
And I think that, you know, these are committee driven and member driven committees where they get the opportunity to start getting their feet wet in some leadership and in an element of leadership that they can then show to their company, that they can then bring back to their work environment that, that I just feel is part of our, you know, it's an important element in what we do. You know, there's definitely more in 24. I mean,
yes.
The scholarship program, I think, is an enormous piece of part, you know, of our mission, where we recognize our role and responsibility in creating the access to PwC for scholarship recipients. It's funds, you know, we raise funds at this organization to then, you know, gift to these students. But I also see it as that complimentary membership, being able to have access to these events where sometimes you're at an intimate event of 40 people, you might be in the room with some really, you know, valuable contacts that you can make as a student, which I think has a lot of value.
Absolutely. You
know, and then the mentorship program is also a place where I feel like PwC is truly living out its mission, making sure that we connect seasoned professionals with, you know, younger professionals who are in a moment of just needing the guidance and needing the okay to keep, to keep striving forward, to manage whatever challenges that they're facing, because they're still there. I mean, the construction industry is certainly changing. But I respect that some of these folks are still facing the challenge of not being heard at a board, you know, in a room full of, either more seasoned professionals or men or just males, you know, the gender playing that role. So we really respect that the mentorship program is guiding that, is able to help support that.
Yeah, that's so fantastic. And I know you touched upon it, but, you know, where do you see opportunities to amplify female leaders in the AEC industry? And, you know, in addition to those programs, how is PwC New York helping to fuel their career growth?
Yeah, and I think that the recognition is a large piece of it. I think coming into this role, I didn't realize how much of a boost you're giving your young professional from your office when you put in that application to recognize them at 20 under 40, or when you do put them forward to be the contact for your office. You know, say AECOM has a giant membership at PwC. Mm-hmm. They have more than their allotted number of reps. They've expanded to more.
Wow.
But when you play that role in being the contact and kind of informing your team, that gives you more to talk about. Mm-hmm. It gives you more to be, you know, aware of and what's going on in the industry. And I think that's helping give that leg up to those who need it. And I think that there's other amplifying them and their in exposing them, right? So I think that in some ways it's just about bringing them along into conversations. Senior leaders, our board members really enjoy and celebrate the opportunity to connect with members and, you know, bring them into maybe other conversations or introduce them to other folks. I think that's going to be another program that we're looking to create and build in the future, is getting some C-suite women to bring along a younger member and give them an inside, you know, look at what goes on at that level. So they know what they're reaching for. And I think that's something that
I love that.
Is relevant in the conversation now, right? Like there's a part where they, where we need to show them what is there. And 20 years ago, what you saw were, there weren't a lot of women at the top. And I think that's starting to change. I think there's a shift. Some roles are still a touch more traditional, a touch harder to break into. But I do think that as we see our leadership just saying like, nope, we're gonna keep driving this forward.
Yes.
And there being an acceptance of women at that table and making sure that their voices are heard, I think is important.
Yes. And I also loved how some of the women brought their male counterparts to the event too, who, you know, came to support and have really got to see what, you know, it's all about. And I thought that was really, really neat too.
Yeah, no. And I think that we try to make sure that is the feeling in the organization. It is not a women's only group. It is definitely welcome and open to anyone to join. It's really about getting business opportunities. It is within our mission to try and promote women and minorities to get those business opportunities, but it doesn't exclude men. And I think that where we are I hope striving is to make sure that that message is clear, to make sure that you can bring anyone to these events.
Sure.
But there are work opportunities to be had for men and women, and that those promotions happen when that business is obtained, and
Absolutely. And so since you joined the organization, what are you most proud of? Is there an event or a moment that you look back upon and you're like, you know what?
I feel that my first event was the Salute to, one of the first events that I worked on was the Salute to Women in Achievement Dinner in September of 21. And it was at the Tribeca rooftop. Mm. And it just happened to be at a moment in, I'd say, in the company's, calendar, but also in time where coming out of COVID, coming out of being separated, being brought back together, all of that had like a momentous feeling. Mm-hmm. And it was a really special event because it was one of the first that I had been working on. Nice. So that it holds a special place for me.
Sure.
But I also feel like the members who come up to me at events and share that the content had value today, it hits home.
Yes.
I feel like if we are bringing relevant content to the members, we are achieving truly what the mission is to make sure that each member feels supported and celebrated and that there's information that's relevant to them. That holds a special place. I feel like we're doing the right thing.
Absolutely. No, that's really neat. And we love, of course, being part of the group. How can others get involved in PwC New York?
Membership, I say, if you aren't on our mailing list, that's the very first place. So if you go to our website, pwc-ny.org, you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you can get the newsletter every Friday for free. But I do recommend membership. You can hit the join button on our website. Membership does give you the best access to participating in events, hearing about things in advance, and just, connecting with this community. I think if you get plugged in, it's absolutely worth the price of admission. Yes. I think quickly you'll see that it's valuable.
I agree. Is there anything else you'd like to add about upcoming initiatives personally or professionally?
One thing that we have coming up, unfortunately, it is sold out now, but I do want to share it as it's a new initiative. We're joining forces. PwC New York is going to meet up with National Association of Women in Construction and also National Association of Black Women in Construction. So NAWIC and NABWIC. We're meeting up with them on Friday to celebrate, Women in Construction Week, but also International Women's Day. It's just a happy hour event that we're hosting. Unfortunately, I'm sharing this. The tickets are no longer available, but it's a unique collaboration that I think hasn't happened in the past. I do see more opportunity for associations to collaborate and join forces, bring our voices together so they can be heard. We can share similar experiences. So that's a unique thing that we've got coming this Friday.
Awesome. That sounds like an incredible collaboration and that can only grow in the future.
Yeah, so. And unique. It came organically out of the New York, what was it? New York Build Expo, where we met up for conversation there. So it was nice to see those relationships just start building.
Absolutely. And Gina, can you share your social handles so people can follow?
Yes, of course. So Professional Women in Construction New York is our LinkedIn and PwC Talk is our Instagram handle. So I recommend following us there because we share all of that information for upcoming events and the opportunity to either nominate someone for 20 under 40 or for, any of the opportunities we have coming up.
Amazing.
Best place to find us.
Wow. Well, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to be with us and share everything about Professional Women in Construction
PwC
New York.
We
are so excited to be members, and it's incredible. So, and congrats to all the hard work that you do, to move the mission forward. So thanks again, Gina.
Thank you for your time.